This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A Highlands Ranch resident has filed a lawsuit against four members of the school district's board alleging they broke open meeting laws when they decided to get rid of the superintendent. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Conservative members of the school board say they only met in groups of two to discuss their concerns with Superintendent Corey Wise. But the lawsuit argues that chaining a bunch of smaller conversations together is still a violation of transparency rules. Plaintiff Robert Marshall says he's bothered when laws are broken.
People just not following the law and not doing things ethically and morally right.
Douglas County Schools did not have a response to the lawsuit in time for this story. Wise was fired in an emergency board meeting Friday on a 4-3 vote. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The school board for the largest district in Mesa County meets behind closed doors tonight to discuss its current and future superintendents. The woman leading the school district is set to retire in June, and the board has already hired her replacement, but newly elected conservative board members may want to go in a different direction. Colorado Congressman Jason Crow is recently back from Ukraine, where he and other House members met with defense and intelligence officials there. Crow says Coloradans should pay attention to the tense situation developing in Eastern Europe.
It matters when the U.S. engages in the world. Freedom and democracy matter, and a threat to freedom and democracy anywhere is a threat to democracy everywhere.
Crow is a former Army Ranger. He sits on the House Intelligence and Armed Services Committees. The Pentagon is looking more closely at the death last week of a soldier stationed at Fort Carson near Colorado Springs. Army Specialist Alex Ram died in Syria February 1st. The Department of Defense says he did not die in a combat-related incident. He was 20 years old from California. This is CPR News and KRCC.